The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook. A WHO report finds that one in three women around the globe has experienced physical or sexual violence in their lifetime. That's around 736 million, and what's worse, the pervasive violence starts very young. A quarter of young women beginning at the age of 15 will have already experienced violence from an intimate partner by their mid-20s. In poor nations around the world, some 37% have had to deal with this horror, and because of the stigma, the true figures are likely to be much higher. The COVID-19 pandemic has increased women's exposure to violence. The UN calls it a shadow pandemic. WHO says unlike COVID-19, it cannot be stopped by a vaccine. Allison Keyes, CBS News.